Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Did you catch the Price is Right a few days ago? If you didn't, here's what happened. This guy, he won the game. He did great on the wheel. He's in the Showcase Showdown, and this was the very first prize.
You would have guessed with Fly Round Trip Coach, Los Angeles to Winnipeg, Canada, for a six-night stay in a King Executive Suite at the Fort Garry Hotel.
How mad would you be if the first prize in your Showcase Showdown was a trip to Winnipeg? And why does this guy sound so chipper when he says Winnipeg?
You want to guess with Fly Round Trip Coach, Los Angeles to Winnipeg, Canada.
Winnipeg! Like, I don't know, buddy. It's not that exciting. Like, pump the brakes here. Imagine being from Saskatoon. You travel to L.A. to go to the Price is Right. You come on down. You win the game. You win the wheel. And then
you want to guess with Fly Round Trip Coach, Los Angeles to Winnipeg, Canada.
That's your prize for the Showcase Showdown. You're like, really? I traveled all this way, fulfilled my childhood dream of getting on the Price is Right, and you're going to give me a trip to Winnipeg? Really? Or imagine this. You get to the Showcase Showdown. You are the person who gets to look at the showcase first, and then you pass. You're like, you know what? I think there are going to be some better prizes in the next Showcase Showdown, and then
you want to guess with Fly Round Trip Coach, Los Angeles to Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh man, I should have taken the first showcase.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacy and Clayton.
What time is it? 5:15? Oh man, I gotta finish sports here. The Saskatoon Blades beat Edmonton last night 6-3. Gary Hayden had 4 goals for the Blades. How old is Gary Hayden? 19? You don't meet too many 19-year-olds with the name Gary. Same with Hank. No one's named Hank anymore. Gord, that's another one. That name needs to make a comeback. Man, I gotta stop talking to myself.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacy and Clayton.
So it's been 2 days now since we found out the equalization payments for all of the Canadian provinces. 5 provinces are actually getting equalization payments this year. Of course, the big one, Quebec. They're getting like $13 billion. And that really sucks for us here in Saskatchewan because, I mean, we get zero, you know? It's kind of a bummer. And one of the things we do with bummer situations here on Cruise Mornings, we turn those bummer situations into sexy situations. Oh yeah, we're gonna make equalization payments sexy. Since we got $0 from the equalization payments, we get nothing but curves. Because if there's one thing a zero has, it's curves for days. Hey, at least when Quebec takes the $13 billion, they'll do it in a sexy French accent. Je m'appelle Pamplemousse. Those are the only words I know in French. Other than the colors, because they were on the crayons back in the day, those are the only two. Je m'appelle and Pamplemousse. My name is Grapefruit. Those are the only two French words I know. But still, saying it in a French accent sounds really sexy, hey? Je m'appelle Pamplemousse. Well, this whole making the equalization payment sexy really went off the rails, didn't it? Big issue here in Saskatoon for the past year and a half now, garbage. What are we going to do with the landfill? Are we going to implement the pay-as-you-throw garbage system? What are we going to do, right? We need to do something, hey? Maybe we should learn from our friends in China. Some Chinese cities, what they're doing, they are gathering like billions and billions of cockroaches. They're putting them in these underground farms, and they are feeding them their food waste. Seriously, there's this one plant in a Chinese city. It has 55 tons of kitchen waste going there daily. They have a cockroach farm of like 1.5 billion cockroaches. They send all this food waste down there, and the cockroaches take care of it. And then after the cockroaches die, they feed them to livestock so that it's a food source for livestock as well. Everyone wins. It's a great big cycle, and apparently it's helping out these cities big time. They have noticed that there is a lot less food waste in their landfills. Their landfill's life is getting extended.
It's just kind of a very, very creepy idea, hey? I mean, just 1 billion cockroaches. Can you imagine working at that cockroach farm? Now, the one concern they have, because there aren't a lot of concerns with this cockroach farm system. Apparently, they're saying it works wonders. But the one concern they have is that if they ever escape, like there's a hole in the wall or something like that, and they all get free, they're saying it could cause, like, cockroach pandemonium. Like they're saying it would be an epidemic of cockroaches everywhere, hey? Remember that scene from the movie Lord of the Rings where the orcs, that army of orcs is underground and they're building their weapons and they're getting ready for war and then they rise from the underground to take over? Yeah, remember that scene? Imagine that, but with cockroaches. One of the best headlines of all time. Puck hits ref in crotch. Bounces into goal. Remember that episode of The Simpsons? Man gets hit in the groin with football. Hans Moleman, yeah? This is the hockey version of that. St. Louis was taking on Florida. The referee, his name is Tim Peel. He's kind of hanging out near the goaltender. Buddy from St. Louis goes to dump and chase the puck. Hits the guy right in the cash and prizes. And it deflects right through the five hole of Roberto Luongo. If you don't believe me, check out Cruz's Facebook page. I just posted the video on there for you. It is unbelievable. You could not try to do this if you tried. And I feel really, really bad for the ref, Tim Peel, because, oh, he goes down like a load of bricks. It wasn't like a soft dump in either. It was like a slap shot. And no, I got to stop talking because I'm just starting to shiver right now and weak in the knees. Ugh. But, I mean, the Florida Panthers are really pumped about this because not only did the goal get disallowed, which means the Florida Panthers, hey, no goal, right? But people are actually talking about the Florida Panthers because of this story, and that never happens.